This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, what a wonderful day in Philadelphia. What a great day. No rain, but that's not the big thing, obviously. The Eagles have a chance to go 5-0 this weekend, but maybe that's not the big thing either. Because the Phillies won a playoff game. They won a playoff game. And I love the players saying, we got fight, we don't quit. When the other guy walks you, I guess that helps. But there's no buts. It's interesting how the Phillies won the game. But the fact is they did win the game. I think they got a win tonight. I don't want to go into the third game with Ranger Suarez. But they won the game. I guess they did the little things. And one of the little things was 1-for-19 in the top five of their order. That was pretty little. But, you know, think about the dynamics of what happened. And it's a win, and you stole a game, and you really did steal the game. You stole the game, and it doesn't matter how you win, you got to steal the game. But it's interesting how they won the game, obviously with the bottom of the order, who didn't do that much either. I mean, they only had five hits and they had six runs. And believe it's crazy that all the runs were earned because the official score helped them out in that regard. But they won the game. But here's where, if you're St. Louis, we're not St. Louis, we're Philadelphia. If you're St. Louis, you are so angry with that manager because he uses analytics, then he doesn't use analytics, and it's just terrible. Take this into consideration. And this is where analytics is a disgrace. The Phillies win the game. Did the things that they needed to do. But more than anything else, they made contact in the ninth inning. And all these people, these analytics geniuses that say, oh, a strikeout's the same as an out. Well, if you put the ball in play, things happen. There was no, and all this nonsense with exit velocity. In the ninth inning, the Phillies did not hit a ball with an exit velocity over 88 miles an hour. Now, that's low in the standards because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Put your bat on the ball. Segura hit a ball a foot to the left, and it may be a different game. A foot to the left. But it doesn't matter because he put his bat on the baseball. Marshy, you know, we now got hockey dialect with the Phillies because everybody's got a kind of like a hockey-styled nickname.
Nappy.
Yeah, but Gabe didn't start that. These nicknames. These guys never had these nicknames before in their life. But Marshy hit a ball that was really an error, but it doesn't matter. It was scored a base hit. But he put his bat on the baseball. And that's what you need to do. And all this nonsense with analytics and strikeouts don't make a difference. Yes, they do. Strikeouts do make a difference because things happen. It's amazing how things can happen, and they do happen when you put your bat on the ball. So the Phillies win the game. All right, so now people are pumped up, and I understand that. And I'm sure this morning we'll have people that, you know, think about the World Series. That's all right. You know, everybody dreams. But how far can the Phillies go? Well, you're not going to go far if you only get five hits. And one of them really wasn't a hit. And another one was just, but whatever, regardless, they put their bat on the ball. That's why analytics is a joke. And how many times, it really is interesting how it all happened. Because everybody, there's nobody out there that thought the Phillies were going to win the game going into the bottom of the ninth down 2-0. Nobody thought that was going to happen. Or you know, might be one out of every 20. But I have consistently said that managers can only lose ball game in baseball. Managers in baseball can only lose games. They don't win them. You know, and everybody's all excited about Rob Thompson, who in the hockey vernacular of nicknames that now permeates the Phillies clubhouse, Topper. You know, he puts in Sosa as a pinch runner. Well, it's your last shot. And you got to do what you got to do. And the thing is, he can play third base because he went in for Bohm anyway, so it's not exactly rocket science. But the manager of the Cardinals is a moron, an idiot, and a dope. Quintana comes out after 75 pitches, two hits and one walk. Like, what are you doing? Well, analytics say you can't go through the lineup the third time. Oh, really? It's a difference. If you get him out the first two times, they're going to get a hit the third time because you're going through the lineup. If he's pitching well, he's pitching well. Again, it's great for the Phillies. But he lost that game. And then in the ninth inning, once your reliever gives up two walks, you've got to come out of there. Like, what are you waiting for? Are you just stuck that you can't do anything? I mean, that is the most amazing thing. When you think about how he managed that game or mismanaged that game, and I will stand by the comment I've made for years. Managers only lose ball games. They don't win them. They don't. It's just, player can't do anything. I mean, when you take the pitcher out, what's he going to say? Hey, no, I should stay in here. I'm fine. Manager makes that decision. You know, the guy on the mound in the ninth inning, was it Hensley? Obviously, he had a problem with his finger. They knew he injured it, I guess, earlier in the week, but so you got to keep an eye on it. But he's not going to want out of the game. So you got to make that decision. So then he leaves him in again. You know, two walks, a hit batter, two, again, putting your bat on the baseball is really important. Two hits, one that wasn't really a hit, and one that just to the right of the second baseman, and that's fine. You put your bat on the baseball. So we'll talk about that this morning. Again, I'm sure people are excited, but there's a game coming up tomorrow, which I will, as soon as I'm done the show here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata, I will head to the airport and head out to Arizona for the game tomorrow. You know, wouldn't it, and I'm not even going to say it, because there's no way the Eagles can lose, so I'm not even going to go down that road. So after tomorrow, the Eagles will be 5-0. I wouldn't lay the number. 6.5 is just too much on the road, but I think Arizona stinks. There's so many average to below average teams in football. Arizona is an average team. Average team. So the Eagles should win that game. But I got a but the Eagles have some injuries, and I'll go over them. Next man up mentality, so you got to deal with that. There's some injuries. It could make a difference. Every injury makes a difference because the player that's injured, who's a starter, the player that next man up is not as good, but he's got to fill that role and he's got to do a good job. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the injuries that exist for the Eagles. They should win the game. Not should. I just don't see any way that they can lose that game. Unless they go absolutely just off the rails. Stupid. It can't happen. So we'll discuss that today as well. I've got to touch on, you know, sometimes the best trades you make are the trades that you don't make. Think about where the Eagles would be if they got that stiff Russell Wilson, goody two-shoes, a phony, a fraud, and he's not even close to the same quarterback he was. But I thought he was given a little too much love. He was good. He was very good. But he's not even close to that level. Not even close. He can't even... It's even hard to remember when that level existed. He's just not that good. And the Eagles did have serious interest in him. They had serious interest in Deshaun Watson, who might be a good quarterback someday, but he's just a disaster in his issues. So the best trades you make, think about the trades that you didn't make that are the best trades of a team because they didn't make the trade. Best non-trades. And Draymond Green, I can't stand that guy. How can anybody, he thinks he's a star now because he works on TNT, and why they did that. You know, he's all about himself. Where the guys on TNT are not about themselves. They don't come off like Shaq. He's really not about himself. Barkley, we know. Charles is not about himself. Kenny Smith is not about himself. But Draymond Green pops on that show, and he's all about himself. And the disgusting thing in sports, Draymond Green, I mean, he could have broken many bones. It was a teammate. Many bones in the face of his teammate. The way that was really hard. He doesn't get fined. He doesn't get suspended. But the Golden State Warriors have an investigation because the video got out. What? What the hell is going on in this world? And it happens in sports. Draymond Green, I can't stand that human being. Can't stand him. All right, our question today to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. By the way, the scenery here every Saturday is usually pretty good. Just want to mention that. And just say, so if you're ever down here, you can check out the scenery too. I'm not even going to get into it that deeply, but just mention it because I just noticed some of the scenery. All right. Question today for the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate, which will make you happy. You can check it all out at DeBruno.com for all the good food and all the good things they do and the catering and the gifts and all the other things. Here it is. And pay attention to this. The biggest or most exciting playoff win for any team in any sport. However, no Phillies World Series can be part of it. The Eagles Super Bowl cannot be part of it. And no championship finals. So the Sixers, you know, the light years ago when they were in the finals, can't be a part of it either. All right? So the most exciting, and you can't have a championship round. It's too easy. Too easy to come up with that. But there's some others that are really good ones in every sport for every team. I know you have your number on speed dial, our number, but I'll give it to you once in the first segment here, just to refresh your memory. 215-592. I have it my speed dial, but I'm not looking at it. 215-592-9494. I was distracted, that's all. All right, so you have the number. You have it in speed dial. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Let me take a call before I take care of some things here. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
No problem.
Howard, I'd just like to start out by saying that congratulations to the Phillies on the win last night. I was on the record as saying I didn't think the Phillies would be able to win a game unless they used the long ball, and I was proven wrong last night.
So, that's all, but you know what? That's the only way they seem to score runs is home runs. It just, you can tell that's who they are. And I don't know, I know that's not a good thing. You got to grind out some runs sometimes. But they didn't have a home run, which is shocking. They won a game without a home run. Shocking.
Yeah, absolutely, it's shocking. And I'll tell you what, you have never been more right when you say when you put the ball in play, anything can happen. Yesterday was just a perfect example of that for the Phillies.
So. Yep, there's no question. You just, this nonsense, this BS. Well, a strikeout's the same as an out. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's analytics. It's analytics. Oh, my gosh. It's brutal. It's brutal what they're doing to the game.
But go ahead. Analytics is part of the reason why I'm not as big a baseball fan as I used to be, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's hurt the game. It's hurt the game for a lot of fans. It really has.
Yeah. Can I just touch on the Eagles game tomorrow, Howard?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the Eagles have it. Every game in football is big because there's only 17 during the regular season, soon to be 18 at some point. But only 17, yeah, sure, touch on the Eagles.
I don't see a big issue with tomorrow's game. I think the Eagles should win that game. I don't think Arizona has impressed anybody this year. Nope. With that being said, how do you think the left side of our line is going to fare up against, you know, J.J. Watt?
Well, J.J. Watt is shot. I mean, he's still good, but he's not even close to the level of player he was before. Whenever you drop down a level, so Mailata is doubtful, which probably indicates he's not going to play because they don't want to screw up his shoulder. But Driscoll did a nice job last week. Nice job. I mean, obviously he can do better. So I'm not worried about that because there's so many other facets of their game that are just better than the Cardinals. They're just better. I don't even know how else to explain it. Without those players, they're still a much better team. The line, I didn't even see the line move. It was 6.5, and I think it stayed 6.5. It is what it is. Now, that doesn't concern me.
And what's the update on Trey Mott?
Yeah. Was he listed on the injury? He did have limited practice. Yeah, limited practice yesterday. So, in limited practice, he's probably going to play.
Okay.
All right. Who is the... For the $100 gift certificate, the biggest playoff win of any team, any sport, but you can't use the championship rounds.
I'm going to go back to last year's football playoffs, and I think the Bills and Chiefs were one of the best playoff games I've ever seen.
You know what? That was a really good game, and the Bills should have won that game. But you're right. That's actually a good one. All right, John, you're in the mix. Thanks for the call. I'm not even going to give the numbers. You have the numbers. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, which is always, always, always terrific. Always terrific. Not only me, but everybody enjoys it. We'll get back to the calls. There's a lot of them out there. And, we'll get your thoughts on the Phillies and certainly the Eagles. And I can't have enough of tuning up Russell Wilson. But I'm going to leave you with this, too. And Kyle, Rob Thompson, and Kyle has it back at the studio. Rob Thompson was asked a simple question, and like many of his responses, now he's a really good guy, and I understand he tries to Just answer the question. He was asked, well, the question's in the soundbite we have, and let's play this. This is after the game.
Like, you came in here and stole one?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we played well. We just didn't hit early, and then, you know, in the ninth inning, we got a rally going. These guys are so resilient. I've been saying that all year long, but you know, you get a kind of a bloop hit and a couple walks, hit by pitch, scratch hit, and all of a sudden, you know, all these good things are happening. So they just hung in there. Wheels did a great job. It was good to see D-Rob have a clean inning. That was really good. We just, you know, I thought we played great defense. It was a great ball game, and we just kept fighting.
D-Rob, another nickname. Kind of forgot that one. He didn't answer the question. Yes, you stole one. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, listen, those things happen. That's what sports is. Those things happen. Yeah, we did steal one. He, you know, he mentioned a couple of scratch hits. Well, one of them wasn't a hit, but it doesn't matter. You stole one, and that happens. You're lucky the manager was the manager on the other side of that field. So, you stole one. That's all right. It's okay. It's okay to say you stole one. It's okay. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, and we will return, and I will get to your calls. All right, going back to school. And kids are back in school now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.